actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with like calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the school of hard knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your niece on vlog. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Plum Love Foods Live. Here on September 30th, 2021, we are live can be, running a few minutes behind, but we don't give a fuck because that's what happens sometimes. Sometimes life makes you run a little bit late, Jeffy. Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. That's how we roll. But we're always here.
That's right. And you just got home, didn't you? So that's what I'm talking about. That's the commitment that I'm talking about, right, that I like to see from everybody in this world. A little commitment, just like Jeffy has, running in from work and jumping around that microphone.
Little commitment is all it takes. A little passion, a little just giving a fuck. And we give a fuck about all of you.
That's right. That's right. We do give a fuck. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jeffy, I've got a whole new mantra going on right now. Can I tell you what that is?
Oh my gosh, yes. I love mantras.
I'm changing a word, Jeffy. I'm changing a word. No, it wasn't today that I had to do my WNPR radio show. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't I had to do a demo for 100 people on Zoom today. It wasn't now I have to go do the podcast. No, Jeffy, you know what it was? I changed the word. I get to do the radio show today. I get to do that demo in front of 100 people. And now I get to sit here and do this podcast. Changing that word changes the whole mentality. I thought it was bullshit. Man, it really works.
I like it. So you get to do things instead of like, I have to do, I get to do. Oh, I get to go to work today. Oh, I get to brush my teeth. I get to do yoga. I get to all that. All the things that you have to do, that you would, what you would normally say you have to do, you change to get. Makes you feel 100 times better.
It really does change the mindset. And you know what else I'm doing too? And listen, this is some crazy shit. I'm not trying to be like this inspirational speaker. You know what I did? Waking up in the morning, and you know, usually you wake up, you roll over, you grab your phone, you check what's happened overnight, blah. I'm not doing any of that, man. I'm waking up, I'm opening my eyes, and I'm thanking like the world for the things I have. I'm blessed. I'm excited. I'm happy that, guess what? Today, I get to go do these things. I get to live with my beautiful wife and be around my annoying children. I get to do these things. And I'm having that moment just 3-4 minutes before I do anything else, just looking over my day and being grateful for the things I have. I don't like to say blessed because I'm not religious, but I'm grateful for those things. And it makes a difference.
Listen, I don't think you have to call yourself blessed, but to be grateful is in, I think, almost every religion. That's like the mindset you're supposed to have, you know, with whatever higher power you call to or not, you know. But it's just the idea of being grateful, I think, is an absolutely game changer, because if you're grateful for what you have and you really appreciate it and you look at it and see it, it's very hard to complain about having to do any of it, because it, you know, we really are. I mean, me and my wife say it all the time. I feel super, super, I mean, I'll say it, blessed and lucky and all the words. And sure, I work hard, but I'm also been handed a lot of really great opportunities, and I have a bunch of really great friends, and I have a great family, and all the things that I feel like that I don't know if everybody feels the same way, but I do.
You well, I have a mean? Question, because you said in that. Like every religion that's there, and let me ask you this. Do atheists feel that way?
I don't know. Is atheism a religion?
Now let's go to the official guy who knows official things in the show, Chef Dan. Dan, would you consider atheism a religion?
If you're using it to lead other people into a certain direction, then yes, I would.
All right. So that answers the question there. 1 point for me, Jeffy. Shk. That's going to be on the list.
I think...
1 point for Plum. Shk.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Point
you
for
get
Plum.
That point, and I'm grateful to have played.
Jesus Christ. Well, I'm grateful tonight. We got a great guest. We got our good friend Chef Noctrin Scott joining the program. She is head of R&D for Frito-Lay and Pepsi. Head R&D, head chef R&D. Fuck if I know. She just told me. I don't remember already. But all you need to know is that she is an amazing, talented, super cool fucking chef. And we're going to talk all about Doritos. And I can't wait about that, Jeffy.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And in celebration of her, I'm actually having a cocktail. I just made myself an old fashioned.
An old fashioned. Well, what I did is I crushed up Doritos and I rimmed a glass.
Ooh.
And I took a little tequila. I'm bullshitting completely. I did not do any of this stuff.
I wish you didn't say I was bullshitting.
Sounded really good.
I was going to go with you on the whole thing. I was ready to go. I was let you drive. I was going to ride with you.
I know, but it was going to fall apart because it was starting to taste gross.
Jalapeno vodka.
Yeah.
In my head, you know, and I was like, dude, the tequila. And then I was like, a little lime with the Doritos on the rim. I'm like, I don't know if I like this at all.
Sounds great to me. Hey, I
really?
Did an amazing show on WNPR today on a show called Seasoned. Dan, you ever heard of that one?
Oh, yes, I have. I'm local in the area. So it's NPR, beautiful show.
Seasoned. We air in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut. Jeffy, I had no idea, actually, the reach of the show. I'm pretty impressed by it.
I'm just impressed with the people that you end up getting on there. Every guest is, like, super interesting, and, like, you guys do a great job of really getting them all to open up. It's a lot of fun. I mean,
thanks,
it
man.
Plays in my house, because I listen to it on podcasts, actually. I don't know if I actually get it where I live.
You
live.
Do. 90.5 it airs out there.
I know, but I for some reason, it's like dog shit.
Who gets radio anymore? I get it. It's fine. I mean, I totally understand.
Your
but...
antenna's broken. Your antenna's broken, Jeff. You need a better antenna. You'll get
brand
the show.
New car. I have a brand new car.
Jesus. Well, what I'm trying to say is that the show we did today was all on diners, and I can't wait to share a little bit later on our new segment called What Did We Learn? Some information I learned today that was pretty pretty shocking.
I'm enthralled. I wish it was now.
You can check that show out. It's available anywhere you get your podcasts now, on Spotify. You can ask Alexa. You can check Apple. Everywhere you get it, you can check the show out there. Highly recommend. It's a good one there. It's a little bit less like dick jokes and curse words on that program, but it's still a lot of fun. Also, too, in the open there.
What's that? Just a couple less. Just a couple.
Just a few. Big shout out to our friend, rest in peace, Brian K. Work there in the intro. I think we're coming up on the year here soon, aren't we, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was like November or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's probably time. I should tell his wife.
I know it was right before Thanksgiving, right before Christmas.
I think it was right after Thanksgiving because we had him on NPR on that show. Anyway, Brian K. Where he's in the intro with our program here, just kind of paying tribute to him, friend of the show. He was an instructor at CIA, so, you know. Let me ask you boys this before we get started here and move forward with our guest. Snack foods. Are there any particular, like, snack foods like Doritos or like a potato chip of some sort that's like your go-to whenever you want that snack? Jeffy, you got something in mind that you go to first when in that realm, the chips, the crunchy things in bags? What's something you go to or you remember, what, you know, eating as a kid or something you love now?
I mean, you know, I'm a gavone, as they say it in my home country. And
what the fuck is a gavone? What is that?
Gavone, I believe it means pig. in Italian. Anyway, I eat all things crunchy. I love Cool Ranch Doritos. I mean, love them when I was younger. They were like my favorite thing in the whole world. Okay. Then I moved on to like really spicy things. So I have a perverse love for that like Taki flavor, that like purple bag the
spicy stuff.
Yeah, that like weird shit that gives me this like strange heartburn that I don't understand where it comes from.
It's that deep heartburn.
Yeah, it burns in like the back of your esophagus and in your chest.
My shit gets me on like the lumbar region of my back.
What?
Yeah.
You're eating them wrong, bro. Your ass should not be burning from eating the Takis.
It's my lumbar region.
This is your lumbar.
Yeah. Lumbar region. Dad, what about you?
I have a couple favorites. I'm a straight up plain potato chip kind of guy sometimes. I just want that super salty, delicate chip. You know, I'll take Wise or Lay's or even the Cape Cod.
Just missionary. I get it. It's nice.
But old school, I love Funyuns and Munchos.
Ooh. What's a Muncho? I don't think I know Munchos.
Muncho. I do dig a Funyun, but a Muncho, man, they're greasy.
What is a
you
Muncho?
You know what they remind me of? You know, the Papadom you get from an Indian restaurant?
Yeah.
A little, like, lentil cracker that comes free?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. It has a great crunch, super crispy, but has a different flavor because it's a chip. As I said, I like plain chips, but it has this different flavor that is, like, it's old school. I don't know if they make them anymore.
Those fucking things are gross. The Papadoms you get, those things are disgusting.
No, Papadoms are fire. What he's talking about is definitely gross. The the Munchos, it's in that orange bag. It has like that 1980s writing. It's like they stopped making them like when I was born in 76. That's why they mean a lot. But then they stopped making them, but they still had so many because they made garbage. So now they're just everywhere.
There's some dollar store tater chips, like two for a dollar at the dollar store.
Yo, I was at the corner store, man. I get it with my little quarter juice. I get one of those, and I get a little red juice and a little quarter water, 50 cent. It was a good time. Those were the days.
Damn. All right. Well, I still kind of go back to, you know, I like a good, like, what are those cheese puffs called, Jeffy? I can't think of the name. There was a word for them. Not a Cheeto, but, like, they were puffier than a Cheeto. You know what I'm talking about?
Cheese puffs, Cheetos, and then there were cheese balls, but those were Planters.
Yeah, no, Planters, it was like a puffy cheese puff.
Pop used to eat them, man. Those are delicious.
Oh, wow, man. Shout out to Pappy. I also like...
Different.
I know, but I just shout out Pappy. You know, one of my other favorite things, too, these days, I remember back when I was younger. Yo, I used to love them Frito barbecue, like, chili cheese twists. Are you fucking kidding me? Those things. I'll fuck a bag of those up in a heartbeat.
Chili. Oh, like the Frito twist. They're yep. Like the rigatoni Fritos or something.
Yeah, rigatoni Frito.
Rotini.
Would make me go get those at 3, like, random hours. It'd be like 11 o'clock at night. She's like, Dad, can you go down to the store and get me some fucking Frito chili twists? I'm like, and sometimes I'd go down there and be like, all right, here you go.
Yo. What the fuck? You're a good dad. Damn.
Sometimes, not all the time, but if she was good and I was like, you did all the things you're supposed to do today, hook her up a little like,
I also got Fritos. Yo, you know what I really dig with Fritos? You ever have a Frito pie? You ever go to like a
deli? Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yo,
oh, yeah.
Yo, that shit right there, son. That is some fire.
Well,
when they do it right in the too.
Yo, when we come back, we're going to be joined by one of the brains behind all of these awesome things. Our good friend Chef Nock Trent Scott's going to join us here in a little bit. She works R&D over at Frito-Lay and PepsiCo, and we're going to learn how some of these things are made, where these ideas come from. And Jeffy, we're going to pitch Nock some of our ideas, I think is going to be the plan here. You never know. It may happen. Because I like to say that last time I got in front of somebody important at Pepsi, I pitched Crystal Pepsi and that shit came back. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Got that power.
Gross.
I don't think so.
It's like the Afrin of sodas.
Damn, such a hater. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live with Chef Plum, joined by Chef Jeff, Chef Dan. We'll be back in a few minutes with Chef Noctran from Pepsi and Frito-Lay. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Right-handed knives, right-handed pants, right-handed spatulas. Ah, nothing works.
Lefty's left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Right-handed Cabros, right-handed Sharpies, right-handed grills, what are all the fucks?
Lefty's left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Right-handed doorknobs, right-handed computers, right-handed freaking backpacks. I need help!
Lefty's left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
You're still responsible.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. She didn't say they was right-handed condoms. I'm a lefty, so I don't think I owe any money.
Lefty's left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
It's the right-handed agenda. Trying to keep left-handed people from doing.
Lefty's left-handed kitchen utensil and everyday item emporium in Peoria, Illinois, where it's okay to not be right.
Open 3 days a week, 8 p.m. to 1:45 a.m. on the corner of 43rd and Bunny Hop, Peoria.
Plum Love Foods Live, serious chef talk. Chef Plum.
I was a pro wrestler and a Laser Quest champion.
Chef Jeff.
People like me a lot.
Chef Dan.
Man, all that hard salsa, man, got me bench pressing Yorkies.
Chef Rob.
I'm bougie.
The Hulkster.
Brother, I was at Arby's scarfing down a chicken cordon bleu.
Chef Dave.
I don't have AIDS. I have Lyme disease. It's different.
Plum Love Foods Live every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio and podcasted everywhere.
I have no idea why people listen to this. Yeah, that's right. Plum Love Foods Live coming back here Thursday, September 30th. We are live as live can be, Jeffy. It's always fun, isn't it? 30th. We took a couple weeks. We played some best stuff, some great best stuff, actually. But we're back now live. It's kind of nice to be back here doing the show, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I think that if I turn the microphone back on... What's that? I lost you. What'd you say, Jeffy? Yeah, well, we're here. I think I lost you for a second. Can you hear me?
Technical difficulties here on Plum Love Foods Live.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It's all good, though. We got it now. Well, we're joined now, my friends, by an individual who I would go as far as to say is a snack food expert. Dan, can you throw those plugs out for her real quick?
Absolutely. So check her out on IG at Chef Knock. That's Chef NGOC. And you can also check her out on the internet. Check her out at www.livingtocook.com. Beautiful website on there. Gorgeous pictures. fantastic looking website. You gotta check it out.
Absolutely. One of the most intelligent chefs I know. Finally, someone to come on this program and bring a little intelligence, to bring the IQ level up just a few points, because we definitely need that here on this program. Ladies and gentlemen, please that welcome to the program, my friend, our friend, your new friend, Chef Knock. There she is, Chef.
Yes.
Welcome to the welcome to the program, my friend. Nice to hear your voice again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You are always welcome, and we have so many snack food questions. I can't even tell you, but I want to start off by just having you describe what it is that you do, because what you do is so interesting. And I don't think I would do it justice. Like, I tried, not just butcher it. I'm like, oh, she's a scientist that cooks food. And listen, I just want you to know something right off the bat. You're talking to two gentlemen, two of our three gentlemen here on this program. We had a conversation with NASA not too long ago on this program.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's so cool. IQ. I love it.
But yeah, tell us what you do.
Sure. So, I mean, like in a nutshell, because I get asked this pretty often, but the way I describe it is I always say, you know, all the everyday snacks that you guys were talking about before. And I always like say, you know, the flavor, how do you think it comes about? You know, like how do you think it's developed? And I said, I'm the type of person that's behind it. And it truly is a food science. So my background is actually in medicine and food science. And then I pursued culinary like later on after I dropped out of dental school. And then I realized, like, I love food so much. And when you blend science and you blend food together, there's a magical, like, white space that's basically food science and culinology. And that's kind of like what I do. I take the everyday dishes that you love, and I translate those and, you know, almost like a 3D printer, create new flavors and new products for, like, millions of people to eat a day. So, like, I started my career as a chef for like, I don't know, I was a pastry chef for like 12 years before I got into R&D. And, you know, I used to have like 300 covers a night in these like really gorgeous fine dining restaurants.
Right.
And then now what I do is feed like 300 million people a day.
A bag
and that's
of Doritos.
Like the coolest. It's so dope. It's like the coolest thing on the planet. Like you're just like, oh yeah, that started off as like a dish. And now it's a cool powder that goes on chips.
That's wild.
That's pretty cool. I mean, do you have like just a selection of? Let me rephrase the question: is the pantry at your job just like something to marvel at? Like the things that are in there are just outrageous. Is it like that?
It's super kooky. Like I mean, like you got your everyday. Like I mean, just imagine going into any state-of-the-art kitchen. It's got that, but it also has like a lot of specialty things that I don't think a lot of normal people would understand or have experienced. Like, for example, like when I say the word extruder, which is like my favorite like technology, like platform technology, right. It creeps everyone out. I'm like, oh yeah, I worked on the extruder today. Like, what's that? And I'm like, and I'll explain the technology and like the ingredients that go in and like how. It like if you knew how Cheetos are made, it would blow your mind. But you can like watch it like on those, you know, those shows. It's like how it's made.
Yeah.
And it kind of gives you like a little bit of peek without giving it away. And it's just the coolest thing on the planet. You're like, that's science.
I mean, I can guess. I'm things like that. I'm guessing were. I mean, you guys were in the forefront of air fryers back in the day.
Basically, yeah. You know, like you were talking about Munchos earlier, right? When I think it was. I don't know.
Dan brought him up.
Dan. Okay, dude, like Munchos are like absolutely one of my favorites. And like, if you knew where Munchos came from, you'd be like, what? Like, I can't believe. But you know, when you said Papadoms, like you're right on point. So it's like, it's super nostalgic. Like you get it. You're like, this is like familiar, but it's like with a twist. You're like, it's just different. It's flat. So like hits different, you know? And that's kind of like our job is to create memories. Like that nostalgia. I'm like, when people talk about snacks, they get super excited. I get super excited talking about snacks. Okay, like I love my job.
Now, when you and I first met, it was for an event with Pepsi that I was so fortunate to have the chance to go to. You and I met. You were assigned to me. I come walking in. You go, oh, fuck, this is a dude I got.
No way.
And yeah, so what happened was it was a thing with Pepsi, guys. They did like a I'm sure there's some corporate word for what they do, like a workshop or something. Myself, a bunch of other chefs, they go to this thing out in Napa, where Pepsi was like, okay, you guys have to make these things, but you can't use any salt or fat, or use really low salt, low fat, and still make great flavors. I mean, I'm summarizing, Nakba, but that's pretty close, right, Chef?
Yeah, you got it. It nailed it.
Yeah, and they
and
like...
No,
go ahead. I'm butchering it. You're going to...
No, please, no. Go ahead. I want to hear your experience. That's why. I don't think we've even actually gotten, like, dig deep into it. So.
Oh, I spent a lot of money, of Pepsi's money. That's what I did. It was awesome. I spent a lot of Pepsi's money. No, but we went to this event where basically we had to cook these dishes that were submitted or were part or something. They asked me to do a dish I did on Chopped. And then it was like a grilled tofu or some shit. But you walk into this massive kitchen at CIA at Greystone, and we walk in and they start attaching all these weird fucking machines to me, Jeffy. It was crazy. Like the fucking clipping little like wires all over. Like, what the fuck are we doing? And Knock goes, Chef goes, oh, that's because they're capturing what you're smelling. They want to smell what you're smelling while you're cooking, mm-hmm. and see what you're seeing and feel what you're feeling. And I was like, whoa.
What?
That is how I knew Skynet had become aware. That's how I knew it.
Yeah. It's all freaking me out.
Dude. I mean, Chef, is that what that shit was? That's what I'm describing it properly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, totally. Like, we just, yep, like, we, like, I mean, you had wires
yeah.
and, like, smell modulators and, you know, taste-o-mators and all sorts of crazy things just on you. And you're, I was like, move God. Slowly.
Yeah, and, like,
no
P.S.
I'm waving.
I'm showing up to this event after spending $3,500 at Morimoto in San Francisco, in Napa, and I'm having quite the long evening. And I'm like, what is all this? I thought I was going to cook some tofu. And it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. And they, the long story short, they thought it was pretty cool that I was smoking avocados. Do you remember that, Chef?
Yeah, with the smoking gun. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that's like one of my favorite gadgets.
Yeah, they thought that was cool. I guess smoking gun was a pretty new thing back then. But it was an amazing experience. Chef Knox still would not come out and have beers with us because she was trying to be super professional. But... one of the smartest chefs I have ever spent the time and had the pleasure to work with. Only a close second being Jeffy, of course. But literally, I mean, every scientific thing you could think of, Chef Nock had an answer for. It was fucking crazy.
What was that? I think we were trying to thicken up your... We put your sauce in an ISI whip.
Yeah!
And I was like,
oh.
Where's the methacellulose? I was like, give me the methacillin. Where's the dancing gum?
Yeah. Okay. So that's how it went.
And
so
like, what the
I was,
fuck is that for?
Yeah. Well, what happened was they wanted us to use less fat. And so I was like, there's a lot of fat in avocados. I said, can we put air in it? And you were like, methylcellulose. Let's give me the fucking gun. And we ended up putting that shit in the whipped cream gun.
Okay. You got it. And it was so dope. People loved it. They
it
were
was
like,
amazing.
Yeah. Our team won. We were the creme de la creme. For sure, we wowed.
It wasn't a competition, but it kind of felt like it. And it did kind of feel like we won. I'm not going to lie.
we nailed it. You know, like they always say, like, yeah, you nailed it. You know?
I would love to do that
but,
again.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, if it weren't for Chopped, we wouldn't have found you, which I think is so cool, like 6 degrees. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's
and,
interesting.
And it was that specific dish, yeah, that, like, I don't know, someone from our, like, you know, marketing team or whatever was like, oh, we have to bring this guy in.
Yeah.
And when I got teamed up with you, I was super excited because, like, you know, you can always tell who your people are, like, when you see them and you're like, that's my people. Because, like, I mean, you say, like, I'm super intelligent. I'm considered, like, riffraff. You know, okay. I'm like the rebel riffraff. And,
let me
and
tell
I,
you something.
I love it. I take a lot of pride in it.
Riffraff can still be genius. Have I ever introduced you to Jeffy here?
Yeah, I'm the riffraff.
But I love how you went. You took the riffraff part. I called you a genius there, Dan. Let's throw out Knox plugs before we move on.
Damn, you're supposed to be like speaking of geniuses, Dan. Come
what?
On, man.
Oh, it's okay. Back to the riffraff, Dan. What's
Yes, absolutely. So, first and foremost, livingtocook.com. Check it out, first and foremost. It's a beautiful site, all these beautiful pictures. IG, check her out, Chef Knock. Same thing, hooking it up. Everything is wonderful. It looks like you got some beautiful pictures of a wedding scene. It looks, congratulations. It's awesome.
Yes, Knock just got married. Congratulations. We're very happy for you.
Yay. Times two. Same person, times two.
I wasn't going to tell the story, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to get into that, but let's just say this was like, it was kind of like a vow renewal, but like, I don't know, I'm like second generation, so I'm like, oh, it's a lope. It'll be so much more fun, you know? And so, yeah. So this is like year four, and we're finally married officially. But unfortunately, I lost my wedding ring in Wichita, Kansas on our way back.
It happens. Don't worry.
Said wedding.
At least it didn't fall into the extruder.
That's right. It actually would have been cool because if I had like a Cheeto made out of my own wedding ring,
Jesus,
I would like put that in a little case. I'd wear it. I'd be like, love my Cheeto.
Nice. So, Chef, what is the most popular snack that you guys make when it comes? Is it Doritos? Is it Fritos? What is that go-to that people use, like, you guys make the most of, that you have the most demand for?
So, it's like a toss-up. I mean, you know, based on, like, especially what you guys were talking about earlier, it really is, like, Lay's is our like, bread and butter, you know? That classic...
The chips.
You know, salted Lay's. It's awesome. And if you open up a bag, and which, by the way, speaking of cooking up, I've been taking notes, and I'm going to send you guys a case of all said chips that you guys were discussing earlier.
Whoa!
As well as, yeah, and my new flavor. So I just launched a new flavor.
Jeff, did you hear that?
I did hear it. I'm excited.
Dan, did you hear that?
I've got the Liz chili cheese twist, munchos, Doritos, and
my daughter's
Lays.
Being excited.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're going to love it.
Who's the big winner here?
We did. It's so fun. Like, I've been super stoked about the new flavor I just launched. It's called Tangy Ranch, and it's a limited time flavor.
Wait, time out. Slow down. What's it called? Pinky Ranch?
Tangy Ranch.
Tangy Ranch. Oh, my God. Your southern accent came out. That was hysterical. Tangy Ranch.
Tangy Ranch.
Tangy Ranch. Okay.
Tangy Ranch.
So how
is... I want you guys to...
Wait, slow down. Tangy Ranch, how is it different than Cool Ranch?
Here's the thing. I'm going to send y'all both. Okay? I'm going to send you a bag of Cool Ranch. I'm going to send you a bag of Tangy Ranch. And I want you to taste them. And I want you to tell me what the difference is. Because they're drastically different. Like, dramatically different. But there's, like... There's a secret ingredient that I'm hoping that you guys will... I should have sent you guys some before the show, but, you know, I was far, far away. But I want you to tell me what the secret ingredient is, because no one, even on social media, and I've been scouring the internet, has figured out what that secret ingredient is. They're like, oh, yeah, it's got, like, more onion and more garlic, but nah. It'll hit you, and you'll be like,
okay.
Oh.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get those from you, and then we're going to post a video and tag you in it of us tasting it and individually and trying to come up with what it is. Boy, is you down for that?
Yes.
All right.
I'm so down. And my daughter's going to do it. I guarantee you my daughter will get it. That girl takes shit. I have no idea. I'm like, where did you get that from? And I'm like, yo, so telling you, Athena, she tastes everything.
All right. This is exciting. This is like... amazing news right now. And this is why I'm glad we're having you on this show and not on NPR, because on NPR, I have to tell you, no, we can't take anything. But on this show, oh, we love free shit.
I love it.
This is amazing. Well, talk about it for a second, though. So what goes into making the, like, just start with the original Doritos. I guess I'm just trying to get what makes the actual chip. I understand the seasoning and how that's different. Like, I get that. But I'm assuming the actual chip itself is the same recipe. It's just different flavorings you put on them after the fact. Is that right?
You got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Except for our
Tangy Ranch
types of
But like, yeah, I'm not talking about like the chili limon 3D Doritos crazy things. I'm just talking about like the regular Dorito. What goes into making that chip?
Yeah. So, I mean, straight up, it's corn and oil. That's it. It's good. But we have a very special corn. So we make our own. How cool is that?
I mean,
you know, like we source our own corn, a very specific corn, and we grind it ourselves. Not me personally, but in the factory, like where the chip factory, and they make them fresh. Like you wouldn't believe how fresh our products are. They're insanely fresh, and they're, you know, basically they're made within like even our potatoes. They're sourced like really locally, and they're basically sliced and fried and put in a season, put in a bag immediately, and we pride ourselves on freshness. So. Yeah, a lot of people know the story that, you know, it's pretty much made as close as possible to you.
So have you been to, because I know that chip isn't made like where you work, right? It's made in probably a much larger factory, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got facilities like all across the world, and each one is quite different. And so I've been to a few of our plants that make some of our products. And man, let me tell you, nothing like hits like a freshly made Cheeto. Like
wow.
Straight off the line, like when you have a fresh Dorito straight off the line or a fresh chip off the line, it you're like, it melts in your mouth. It's like heaven. It is awesome.
Well, you know, I did an episode of my of the other show I do. I went to the Hummel Hot Dog Factory, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It's so fucking delicious when they're right off the line like that. It does make a difference for sure.
Right? Ooh, hot dogs. Now you got me. I'm hungry.
Oh, I love a good wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
God, this show stinks. This show stinks. This show is so terrible.
So, do you have like a really spicy anything that comes through your line?
Jeffy likes some
like
talkies.
Something that's like something that really hits, like a flaming hot something. But like,
I think our triple X flaming hot.
What?
Yeah, it's like the spice. Yeah, you've never had triple X.
What? No.
I'm going to have to send you some.
That's got to go in the
and
box,
roulette.
Too.
And roulette. Have you had roulette yet?
No.
Oh, it's a Doritos bag. Standard Doritos nachos.
Uh-huh.
Except there's a few chips in there that are, like, screaming hot.
Oh!
You don't know which ones they are. But they're
oh
in there.
Oh, my God. I love it.
If I can find some, I'm going to send y'all a bag of that, too.
That's
oh my
awesome.
God.
You're getting like a care package out the ears. This is great.
Oh my God. I love it. Do you have any Doritos headphones? That'd be pretty cool.
I'm like thinking of the swag. I'm like, what can we get you?
Is that random?
Like,
I don't know.
Like boombox.
Wow. So what are some of those obscure flavors? I guess some of these things we can't get around here, Jeffy. I've never heard of the triple X, but what
I've
are some of those?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I would eat them all the time.
I would love
spicy.
That. I mean, hey, I'm judging the New York Hot Sauce Expo next Tuesday. I mean, so is Dan. He's coming with me. What are some of like the obscure flavors, or maybe, yeah, just let's go with obscure flavors first. That, you know, maybe it's a small batch. It's only on the West Coast, or these are only, you know, we send these to the Antarctic. Like, what are some of those small batch obscure flavors that you've done?
Oh, geez. So, like in Canada, there's like a flavor that's called All Dressed Up. And it's a thing. It's a Canadian thing. But somehow it like, you know, sometimes makes its way down here. But it's like I think it's like ketchup, barbecue sauce. It's all sorts of some weird stuff. It's like, it's a Canadian
fucking Canada.
Thing. Yeah.
They fucking ruin everything. Don't they, Jeffy? God damn it. You don't put fucking
you know
ketchup.
You know what they're good at? They're good at poutine, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they're good at saying things like,
yeah.
A and fucking and calling their money toonies.
Hey.
That's some bullshit. Sorry.
Hey.
What's that old boot? What's it a boot anyway? We get very fired up at Canada. Jeffy has a deep hatred for Canadians. I don't know why, but I just
true. I don't hate anyone.
But
I don't,
it's very
deep
seated. We don't know what happened as a child.
I have one thing. But
allegedly. No, not saying that now. Okay, so Nock, we love those. Let's get a bag of them in a box too. What about flavors that didn't work? Flavors that you were like, chef, you're like, yeah, this is going to be the jam session. It's going to be mayonnaise and fucking dishwasher detergent. It's going to be baller. and you make it, and you're like, yeah, it didn't work at all.
Well, one that, like, was weird but made it on a lathe. If you remember, a long time ago, we did, like, do us a flavor and, like, all these crazy flavors. Did you guys ever have cappuccino lathe?
Yep.
Cappuccino potato chips?
Yes.
Cappuccino potato chips.
No.
Can
and
you
why?
Believe it?
No.
It was funky.
No.
It was funky.
Sounds weird.
No.
It was a very low point in my life. I had one of those in a gas kitchen.
Like a low point for you, Dan?
Yeah.
Out there
eating
Cheeto chips? You were like,
yeah.
You're like, my life sucks. I'm going to eat this bag of bitter chips.
Jesus. So, Chef, I want to talk about how do we get these flavors, right? And not so much the ideas for the flavors, but how do we get these flavors? Like, obviously, you come up with a profile, and then you have to somehow make that a seasoning to go on these chips. And there's so many great companies out there that can do so much stuff now, but I'm assuming you guys do it all in-house. How does it go from this flavor profile to now we're going to make this particular seasoning to go on this chip? There's a whole lot of like space in between there.
Totally. You know, it all starts with like the people, like the consumers are like, family across the world, like they're the ones who speak, like they're like, they say, oh, well, you know, I love this flavor, or this is one of my favorite dishes. And we go into things like trends and restaurant menus. And I mean, it comes from so many different sources or insights that go into developing the concepts behind the flavor, behind the chips that are going to be like launching, who knows, like 5 years from now. Like, you know, there's flavors that I developed based on what people say that they want. And I sit with them in a room. Like I have people, like real people who love our products. And I sit in the same room with them and they tell me what they like. And they may not be able to articulate it in a way that is the final product, but they give me like clues, like cues, you know? And they're like, oh.
I just picture you sitting with people like caveman style, like, ugh. love
bacon. No potato.
Like
only Cheeto.
Over and over, trying to get the word out, just like so upset.
Okay, I should give more credit to them than that. So I retract my last statement. Now you're making me look like an asshole.
I'm sorry.
Damn it,
no,
Jeffy.
And where my mind went. It's not you at all.
Damn it, Jeffy.
I'm a smarty pants, and they're not.
I'm a smarty pants.
You're on Instagram, and everyone's like, oh my God, you know, like, chicken and waffles like is the jam, and I'm obsessed with chicken and waffles, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, chicken and waffles,
shit.
Let me take that idea, you know, dissect it into like and you know, break it up into a million pieces and then reconstruct it back together again.
But how does it get cool to, like, I get where the idea comes from, but from a culinary standpoint, where do we get to that seasoning? Like, how do we go from, okay, chicken and waffles being an example? You know, you got the chicken, you got that little sweetness in the waffle, the maple syrup kind of in there. How do you go from that to getting that seasoning on the chip? Like what's the process from, like, okay, I need to get, like, a maple powder. Like, I need to, I'm spitballing here. Like, how do you go to that from your end, from your world?
It's a super secret, but...
that's why you didn't answer it the first time.
I'm kind of beating around the bush a little bit, but...
Got it.
Basically, in a nutshell, it starts with us creating, like... I don't like calling it real food, because it's all still real food, right? Yeah. But, like, the gold standard dish. So, like, gold standard is, like, such an industry-wide term that we use for, like... this is what it's going to be held against forever and ever. You know, this is the mark, and you can't miss that mark. And so when we create gold standards as chefs, that goes into this awesome process where we take it and pick out all the different nuances and attributes that make it what it is, like you said, like the maple, or yeah. like the buttery notes, or like the umami, or even like, you know, like the oil from the frying of the chicken. And we take all that and we dial it in into this very specific seasoning that, like, when you combine it, it tastes just like the real deal. And that goes on the chip. And it's got to be specific because it's got to fit on that actual chip just right.
Dude.
The chip provides like a whole nut. It's a crazy science and it's super science. And we've got like an amazing team of like flavorists, technologists, and scientists and like crazy gurus.
I love it.
This is so cool.
Can we come and can we come to the lab? Is that ever possible? Like, say we're out in your neck of the woods. Could we like come by and get like a little tour of like how that shit, like what's going on?
It we sounds used crazy. To, but then COVID happened.
So oh yeah,
she's in Texas.
COVID.
I can't have no friends over no more.
I can't have no friends over no more.
Everything.
Well, we'll see what happens. Well, let's give it time. We'll see. Well, Chef, I was thinking that maybe I know you guys are probably at a loss for some new flavors, and I thought that maybe the Good Brothers here, we could pitch a couple of flavors to you just to help you out, like on your for your job.
Of course. I love it.
Is that cool?
Bring it. Bring
All right,
it.
Give good,
it to
good.
Me. Give it to me. Yeah.
We could play
a game. I'll say yay or nay.
All right, sounds good. Jeffy, can you go first, or do you want me to go first? Because I didn't give you much of a heads up.
I just had one more question.
Oh,
can I ask one more question?
We started the game.
It's killing me.
But that's okay.
I know, but it's just there's one thing that's been
terrific.
Thank you. What's like do you just say that shouldn't be on a chip? Like, does that ever happen? Like someone comes to you and they're like, "Hey, oh, I really like kale," and you're like, "Nah, bro, that shit's not gonna be on a chip ever."
Have you seen those funny memes where like they have all those funny flavors where they're like toothpaste and orange juice?
Yeah,
like that, you know, yeah, yeah. No, that's like my everyday. I'm like, nah, bro. No.
Because I was like, did you say cappuccino? Who let that go?
Yeah, who the fuck was too drunk that day?
Okay, as a pastry chef, I was like, all right, we can make this
happen.
You know, I'm not opposed to it.
But it's a potato too, right? Like, I mean, do you ever change the palate? Like, say a flavor, like you come up with a flavor that's so delicious. Do you ever go like, we have to create a new vehicle for this flavor because it's so fucking banging?
You got it. Yeah. No, that actually happens. Like, no joke. That actually happens where, like, you created something so badass, but it doesn't fit onto the chip. And so, you know, there's a possibility that it could be turned into a new something with that flavor or vice versa. It's pretty cool. Yeah, that does happen all the time.
Damn.
That's like so like boss level. I feel like.
Like in your job, when someone does that, it's like, oh shit, Nock did the fuck. Oh, you know what she did? She did fucking Cheeto twists. Because they couldn't put it on anything else. It had to go on a twist. Like some shit. Like
oh,
that.
Man.
Like, is that. Yeah. Like, whoever made that is good.
Yeah. So, like, there's a brand out there, and you know, I won't be able to talk about it, but, you know, one of the things I worked on, I was like, I made this awesome base. And it was like so killer, but they couldn't figure out how to make it the way I did it. And so they created a whole new one that like kind of captured everything that I did, and it launched and it did really, really well. And I was like, oh man, that just feels so good. You know, like knowing that something that you created that was so new that nobody else has ever created, made it out there
Chef,
into the market.
Well, let me ask, when that happens though, are you like, listen, I make good money. I know I got a great job, but y'all just made a bunch of money. Can I get a little kickback? I should get like 5 cents from every bag. So I made that shit. Like, you ever get that kind of feeling?
I wish. You know, the cool thing is I'm the only, well, I was the first chef, or one of the first chefs. There's another chef that has a patent, but I'm the first chef in the organization to get 3 patents.
Oh,
and
man.
That's really, yeah. When you talk about smarty pants level, like, that to me is like that's a great payout. Like
fuck those cavemen.
On my wall.
Damn.
I feel good. I'm like, ooh. Damn. And I look at those
three patents.
Like, I got big brain. I feel good.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. Look at you.
High five.
All right, well, Chef, well, we've got some flavor ideas here, Dan. Dan, you think you can start us off with a flavor pitch? Because we're trying to help Chef here and Frito-Lay because they're short of ideas, Dan. So we have a couple of very experienced chefs here. I think we can help out with some ideas, don't you?
Yeah, I have a fantastic idea.
Oh, here we go.
I was thinking classic French, bring it back, old school. You were in Paris, sitting there. Beautiful bowl of some beautiful, delicious escargot Ooh. Potato chips. Be delicious, I'm telling you.
Not a bad idea.
Okay,
very niche audience.
You get, like, you get 10 points for the imagery, right? Like, setting it up real nice. I'm like, imagine us listening at some, like, bistro in Paris.
Wait,
in
I didn't
Paris.
Know there was a point system.
Yay, Perry.
In Paris. And shellfish on chips, I would say, is a total winner.
Oh,
that's a good 10%. Woop, 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 woop.
Damn. Sorry, Dan. No escargot potato chips for you, sir.
Man, that's too bad. Too bad. It can't all be winners.
Jeffy, I know that that big brain of yours has got something. What do you think?
Well, she said no seafood on potato chips, so now I feel sad.
Well, actually, time out. What about crab chips, Chef? Crab chips are a big winner.
But that's not crab flavor. That's fucking Old Bay.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
There's
shrimp chips out there. I love shrimp chips, but they're not actually chips.
They look like glass until you fry them.
That's just gross.
Why could they be a escargot?
I think we'll swing the other way. I think you get credit for escargots. As long as there's lots of butter and herbs and wine, I think we're good.
Chiming in on the instant feedback, Chef Dave wants to know if we can get a caviar flavor chip.
Ooh.
Does that count? No?
That's a nay.
No.
I think it's a nay, too.
All right. I've got a suggestion, Chef. I've got a suggestion. I have a real suggestion. I would like to suggest a wonderful, and I have a different method of delivery for it as well. I would like to make corn. What are you laughing at? This is gonna be fantastic. All right. Fuck these guys. Check it out. We're gonna make. Corn, the straw is made out of corn, okay? Like a corn chip straw. You with me so far? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're going to season them like delicious at-home roast chicken dinner gravy, right? Mm-hmm. So it's chicken dinner gravy chips, but here's what we do. That sets everybody off. As kids, we all loved a good fun dip. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you a little container with each. They're serving like a Pringles fucking tube. You get a little container of that fucking gravy dip spice. You can dip your shit in and eat it. Boom.
Chicken biscuit. Remember chicken in a biscuit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fire. Yeah. That's fire.
Oh, it's so good. So
little much fat
energy.
Bomb. Little fat.
I'm all about that life. Say absolute yay.
Fuck yeah. That's how we do business. And then we can get a whole like thing with it. We got chicken gravy is like the one product we start with. Then we move on a little bit. Next thing you do, we got coke au vin. We make coke au vin ones we can dip. Next up, you want some more?
You're now getting high now, bro.
Now we're killing it. You want a little fucking
you know
truffle
now you're
gravy?
You're smoking them wacky Boom. Cigarettes. You're getting a little crazy. Look. It's a coke au vin. Coke au vin.
We got coke au vin. We got truffle gravy. We go, and you know what we're gonna do?
Gay Perry, here we go again.
We're gonna call them. They're not called Frito Lay. It's called Gravy Lay.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. Boo.
As long as you don't call it Chick-fil-A.
This shit's on point. And the other flavor I had in my mind was we're gonna call it fast food, and like we have fast food cheeseburger, fast food spicy chicken. Mm. But, like, it's almost like a Chick-fil-A logo. It's almost a McDonald's logo. But instead of the arc, it's an arc instead of the arch. All right, maybe not. I'm just trying. I'm spitballing here. I'm trying to come up with ideas.
You had me at cheeseburger. You know my burger.
Oh, I know. Hey, and the last one I was going to ask you about, what if we came up with a dessert chip, a dessert potato chip, and we called that shit cereal milk?
Yeah, ooh, you got me all excited. I get so tickled.
you made some sounds.
Toasty killed it with milk bar.
I know, right? And that's where my head was at. But what if we did that shit with a salty chip?
I think it'll work. I think that'll be awesome. All right,
this is awesome. When that shit comes out, I'm telling you right now.
That life.
By the way, Chef Dave's chiming back in. Chef Dave is chiming back in that when we do the fast food chips, he says they have to come with Chick-fil-A sauce.
Polynesian or honey mustard?
Yeah, barbecue honey mustard. That's all that shit is. Jeffy, chance to redeem yourself.
Well, absolutely. So instead of like a salt and vinegar, is there any way to like really capture like the kimchi on the chip?
Ooh,
like the kimchi vinegary, like really spicy, like funky umami potato
like
chip.
Tangy.
Yeah,
like
with the tangy. Yeah, with all that.
Yeah.
Like kimchi.
Yeah, I think we could do it. Have you ever had like those Korean ramyun, where they have like the seasoning?
Oh yeah.
You put in there, and it's like it's basically powdered kimchi, right?
Yeah.
And that slaps so good. Like, I'll just eat
that
powder. And I'll just, like, because, you know, as a kid, I used to take, like, the fried ramen, you know, like, the ones that are, like, you know, and I used to crumble it up and turn it into, like, little nuggets and pour the seasoning on it and shake it up and just eat it dry. Like, that's what I'm imagining. Like, that's, like, my childhood. Clearly I'm Asian, but like that's kind of where my chip.
I eat a lot of ramen, and I'm not Asian.
Dude, I think you crush it with like a gochujang chip or something like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. A little bit of sweet, a little fermented. I love that.
That's
umami.
Fantastic.
I'm like all about the umami. That's where the umami comes from.
See, that's why I think I like. See, I love salt and vinegar chips, but if we can make like a salt and like an umami bomb salt and vinegar, like a kimchi.
Yeah.
So it has that bite to it still.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be fine to me.
Chef Dave is just chiming in constantly here. He just said, that's broke kid chips. He's just saying things now. He said, He said, dehydrated cabbage powder.
Fish flavor.
Gochugaro and fish sauce flavor. Strawberry shortcake chips. Mm. Jesus, dude.
I might go for that.
Dan, one last chance to redeem yourself with Chef here to get your flavor of chips.
Chicken vindaloo.
Ooh.
Cardamom. You get the rich. You get a little bit of that tomato. You get some of that deep rich. Like you caramelize the onions, so you get that kind of sweetness in the background. I think it'd be delicious.
You know, you're onto something because about 5 years ago, we launched chicken tikka masala on Kettle, and it was super fire. It was awesome. So you're there. You're on it. And I think that's like actually one of my favorite chips that we ever developed. That was awesome.
This is not part. Okay. This is not part of our conversation of our contest here. But I wanted to give you a fantastic Super Bowl program to pitch to your marketing people. I have an idea.
Okay.
Yeah. And here's my idea. I think we need
a great idea.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking fantastic. I think we need to pitch the Super Bowl of snack foods. It's potato chips versus Doritos. Who can do it better? So instead of having salt and vinegar potato chips, let's have salt and vinegar Doritos. And instead of having Cool Ranch Doritos or Tangy Ranch Doritos, we have Tangy Ranch chips. And who can do it better? Cast your vote at Frito-Lay.com.
First, you got to start with a bracket, though, because you're leaving out pretzels and Cheetos.
But nobody likes pretzels. Nobody actually likes pretzels.
Get the fuck out of here. Nobody likes pretzels.
Pretzels are bullshit.
What's wrong with you, man?
They're dry as shit. It's fucking gross. They stick to your mouth.
Pretzels are fire.
Pretzels suck.
Pretzels are fire. Pretzel sticks, butter crisps,
all that shit's garbage.
Sourdough. extra dark.
You're full. That's crazy talk. You're just talking crazy now. You'll take any of that over a Cool Ranch Dorito.
Onion? Pumpernickel and onion?
Now, listen, now I know you've been doing too many vitamins.
These are all pretzel flavors. Honey mustard, the Schneider over Hanover ones, you know what I'm talking about?
The best thing they ever did was break them bitches up, put them in a bag, and call them pretzel pieces.
That, yo, because they got more of the powder, Cosmos. More of Knox Cosmos. Products on it. Maybe not particularly in that one, but
right.
Someone like her.
Can I find out what she thinks about the Super Bowl marketing plan?
I took it to the next level. I turned it up to 11. That's what I do with it.
But you got me angry when you brought up pretzels. Pretzels scored. Are bullshit.
Nah, man. Pretzels, Cheetos.
Knock, I apologize, Knock. It's shit. We're having a family argument in front of company.
Can't
I don't
you have, like,
a
pork rind in there? You just bring a pork rind out as, like, an oddball? You know what I mean? Just throw them out there. Like, hey, I know it's not cool to shoot with Muslims, but, you know, everybody else thinks it, so fuck it.
Here's a pork. Can we please let the company talk here in the house? We sit here and have a family arguments in front of them. I'm sorry,
those
chef.
Idea of the rando pork rind. It's like you get those Gardetto bags of Gardettos.
Yeah.
And you're fishing out like all the ones you like and which ones you don't like. But if there was a rando pork rind in there, I'd be like, yeah, I'm in love. With this
be excited.
Bag. I love pork rind.
P.S. Dave just chimed in one more time and said, what about Twizzler flavored trips? He's high too, clearly.
Sorry. Nope.
All right, listen.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you got to be pretty stoned to be like, you know, like
hey, Dave,
to do your job. You have to be pretty stoned to do your job.
How about a chip that tastes like Detroit, Dave?
Yeah. it tastes like burnt thick pizza dough.
Flint chip. How about the Flint chip?
Lebanese food, like 3-day-old Lebanese food.
It comes with
like trash and like
each bag has its own Giardia in it, so you can get sick, which is great.
Oh God.
So
it comes with a medical bill,
but you don't have to pay it because it's Detroit.
Tetanus shot.
So, Knock, if you want to pitch that to marketing, I'd love to hear it, what they think. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. We'll have to do it for next year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Cool Ranch chips? Are you kidding me? That's what I'm talking about.
Right? No. Okay, quick question. Have you had the flavor swaps yet?
The flavor swaps? No. Are you kidding me? Is my idea already done?
Flavor swaps? Okay, so we took, like, Funyuns flavor, Doritos Cool Ranch, and Cheetos powder, and we put it on Lay's. Have you guys had those yet?
Wait, time out. This is the shit I just pitched to you.
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't you tell me to shut the fuck up? We already did it. And then we could have stopped the whole family argument about the fucking pretzels.
Because I wanted to hear about
it. She likes to see the controversy. She's here for the fight.
Yeah.
Set the whole thing in place.
It's real, though. She knew I was right, though. She knew that it was a better idea to have more, you know, diversity at the games.
Oh, my God.
It's a very inclusive bag of chips. Like, I love it. Of snacks.
All right, so what are these? So you were swapping flavors?
Yeah, I can't believe you guys haven't had it. So I'll add that into the care package as well.
Oh, my God.
But they're killer. They're like, I mean, I'm a big fan because, you know, sometimes I never get tired of corn chips, but I like to change it up a little bit because I love Lay's so much. So, yeah, they're like
okay.
To die for. It's super confusing. It's like, yeah, but it's worth it. You'll love it.
It's exciting, all these things. Last one for me, Knock, before we get you out of here. And, God, we could talk to you for 3 hours. I'm sure there's – Jeffy has questions. I know Dan has questions, but we have monopolized –
I just want you to talk forever. I just want to hang out. You're
yeah,
the best.
You're supposed to hang out.
Seriously, you're so much fun.
I need to fly up there because, you know, I'm so incredibly grateful and blessed, just like you guys said earlier, but I'm also, I have a Big Wave gold mail right now from Kona Brewing, so it just feels like we're hanging out, but I need to fly up there and just
see
you guys. That
well,
awesome.
Well, Knock, I'm working on that,
food.
But the,
I would love to cook some food.
I had my,
bring some powders.
One of my mentors when I was younger taught me the best way to hang out with your friends who live far away is to do it on somebody else's dime. So I'm working on making that happen. for us. And by the way, I'm not sure. And Nock, you're doing that festival. Is that official?
Yes, it's totally official.
Yeah,
that's
so
submitted. Everything is locked and loaded.
Next weekend, you guys can go to Illinois, the casino in Washington State, and see our good friend Chef Nock there doing a demo and hanging out. We're very excited that she's going to be there, which means I'm pushing for you to come over here too and do it. Just FYI.
Yay. Awesome. All right. Sounds good.
So before we get you out of here, I'm so excited that's worked out. That's going to be amazing. I'm telling you, that's going to have so many cool paths for you. What are some, can you tell us like a new flavor coming out that's not on the market yet, but it's coming like next week or something? Like what's something brand new that's coming that if you're not allowed to talk about it, it's okay. But is there something you can give us? Give us one little like hidden piece of nugget there.
Little nugget. Okay. So, hold on. Just really quick. Things that Havery launched that, I think you guys got to see on my IG stories was the recipes on the back of the bag for tortillas for Super Bowl. So that, I think it was the Arizona Cardinals, Atlanta Falcons, and the LA Rams. Super cool, but
very
not
cool.
A chip flavor. But
Falcons aren't going to Super Bowl. I promise you that.
I'm excited about Super Bowl this year, so because there's actually going to be a crowd, but. I don't think I can say, but okay. I have a couple of flavors coming out that are going to be in the, I would say sweet and spicy, And it slaps. It's so good. It's like, I don't know. It's like super, it's gaining popularity right now, the flavor profile, but think hot and sweet, but like, I mean, like five alarms hot. I love it.
That's
it's
how Jeffy so describes good. Me to people when he talks about me.
That's exactly what I say, too. I say five alarm hot.
Yep.
A little sweet.
Yep.
I'm like, that's just how it is. It's
I'm doing yoga around. Again. I'm losing weight. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, forget it. It's about to get six alarm. We're turning it all the way up.
Yo, Dan.
Helicopters. They're going to have to. It's like, what was that show? The one. In Hawaii with the firefighters.
We were doing so well.
Damn, I can't remember the name
God
of the
show. God damn it. We were on fire, Jeff,
like,
and then.
Nah, man, but they would always send in the helicopter to, like, put out the fire. You don't remember that one? Oh, man.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, God.
Dan, throw those plugs out for Nock one more time before we get her out of here.
Yes, absolutely. So you can catch her on her www.living.
You don't have to say www anymore. What the fuck? Where are you living?
To me, and I thought it'd be funny. I'm like flowing with it. Why are you judging me?
You're not.
Damn, it's 1994. Right?
If you type in http semicolon.
Backslash.
Yo. www.myspace. My.
I miss MySpace. Okay.
I'm old, man.
If you go to Ask Jeeves and just type in Chef Nock.
Oh, man.
I'm over 40.
You can find me on my Angel Fire page. All
right.
Here's the funny part. Jeffy's typing that shit up right now. He's like, yo, is that still working?
Right?
Yeah. I'm trying to find that show.
Are you kidding me? Still?
So, you can find Chef Nock at living2cook.com. You can also check her on IG. There's two IG accounts, living2c, or you can find her at Chef Nock. Check her out. She's got beautiful pictures, a lot of things going on. She got some delicious stuff on this. On this website, steak recipes, Wagyu steak.
Yo, using the air fryer a bunch.
Using
I saw Nock. That is
air
fire.
Fryer, right? That's science, baby.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. It's healthy. It's cool. Our good friends at Ergo Chef Knife make a dope air fryer. I don't know if they still have it, but man, I have one
sold
in my
out.
House, and I love using it.
Yeah, those things are fantastic. Well, Chef. We have one more segment to do. You are welcome to hang with us, or I'm sure, I'm positive, this show stinks. You definitely have better people to hang out with for the next 10 minutes, if you'd like. we're going to talk about what we learned this week. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to go. It's totally up to you, because I'm sure if you stay, we'll keep asking about flavors of Doritos.
You see, I have to give you guys something to come back to, you know, like, we'll meet up again and do our thing.
That's fantastic. And we got to talk cocktails, too, with you at some point.
Oh, yes, because I'm going to start a new website for cocktails, so that'll be part this.
I love it. I love it. Listen, Chef, it's been far too long. I don't want to go this long ever again without talking to you. You are amazing. I always love hearing your voice. We can't thank you enough for joining us here on the program tonight, and we look forward
thank
to seeing you,
you
on down the road. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our friend, Chef Nock. There she is right there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you back.
She's the best. Hey, we're going to send you addresses. You messed up. We're going to send you three different addresses for care packages now. Sorry, it's your fault.
All right, love you guys.
There she goes. We love you too. There she goes. Chef Nock. How awesome is she, boys?
Amazing. Amazing. That was wonderful.
Jeff, you don't have to keep looking for the show. She's gone.
Yeah.
It's for my own validation, guys.
Well, can we move forward? Because we got some things to talk about before we get out of here. We got some people to go shoot in this video game. We got to play before bed tonight. Big
ready.
Shout out to our friend, Chef Nock. Love chatting with her. Believe it or not, there was a lot of bullshit talking there, but there was a lot of education in that conversation, I think, Dan.
Yo, I learned a lot. That was a lot of fun. Like, you think about the little intricate ways that the system is for getting a potato chip from, you know, some factory and God knows where to, you know, my kid leaving it open and on the counter, and I yell at her to get out, get thrown away. Like, why is it sitting there? You know, it's a Dorito. It's a beautiful thing. It brings families together.
Yeah, it was awesome. Just hearing that, you know, like, I like to hear how the chips themselves are actually made, and just corn and oil, Jeffy. Can you believe that for Doritos?
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe, but I don't think she would lie to us. Not on
there. She wouldn't. She's not. That's not her.
It's like a simple masa. It's like it brings you just to like a tortilla. Like a tortilla is essentially
it's
just
a masa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
See, it's a masa.
Yes, absolutely. And here's one of the things I think it's cool when you talk to somebody like her. It shows people in our industry, listen, there's other jobs besides just being a chef if you want to work with food, and you can still affect a lot of people. And Chef Nock's a great example of that, Dan.
Absolutely. I think that's so dope. I applied the good work at Nestle. I thought it was a really cool thing to do. Like, you're hitting so many people. Like, it's kind of talked down, somebody to talk shit. But, I mean, to be able to come up with a flavor that reaches millions of people, that's huge. That's dope.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, before we get out of here, boys, I thought we'd start doing a new fun segment till we get Chef Randy back up in here, where we just talk about something that we learned this week. What did we learn this week? What did we learn? It's Thursday. It's been a long week. What did we learn? And I can start it off if you want. Dan, you want me to start or you want to start?
No, go ahead, Plum. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
So, I'll tell you what, I've been doing a lot of studying up on diners, and the first original diner that ever happened in our country started in Rhode Island, which blew me away. I had no idea the first diner was in Rhode Island. It was a small carriage-type thing back in the 1850s. It sat about 10 people, and it would pull up outside of manufacturing companies, and people would come out there and eat, and it would basically set up camp for, I don't know, God, I mean, days at a time. And people would come out there and eat because they would work on these factories all night long, 24 hours a day. So it would have great, wholesome, good food for these factory workers 24 hours a day. And it was basically a small, like, carriage attached to a horse. Pretty crazy. And then it grew from that into originally being a manufactured building. So these buildings were prefab manufactured buildings. That's why they all kind of have that steel, the spinning, you know, fixed stools that spun. They kind of have that same look, the padding everywhere. They were prefab manufactured buildings that could be made, taken to a job site, hooked up to power, cook, and then move to the next job site. And that's where these diners originally came from. Funny thing, too, weird fact, diners were originally men only. How about that, Dan?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That's fun. It's like the original food truck.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's like one of the first food trucks. Although it was a food truck big enough that 10 people roughly could sit inside of.
That's even better.
That's a giant food truck, man.
Kind of crazy, right? Anyway, that's something I learned this week in food. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's dope.
Dan, what do you got? What did you learn this week in food?
Well, I learned that something I didn't know because I remember listening to the NASA episode and we were talking about NASA and what this NASA stuff. And, yo, I didn't know that they were growing greens up on the space shuttle up at NASA. I think that's dope.
That's pretty cool, some, right?
Japanese mustard greens, Mizuno greens. I'm sure you knew all this. You love space. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, you day up there, you were, like, probably sending them recipes. Like, oh, you can saute them with some bacon. I don't know if they're doing that yet. But
yo, the fucking Mars rover, the Mars rover is attempting to grow on the rover.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. That's
see if
wild.
They can grow on Mars.
That is incredible. Yeah, they're out here eating. So they're past this. They're eating greens. I also learned something about space is that Pizza Hut delivered a pizza to the space station.
What?
Cost $1 million. Yeah. Yep. NASA, the Pizza Hut, it was a big promo thing. They were like, yep, I guess they were going, like, they wanted to go absolutely anti-local. So, like, listen, how far could we go, you know, before it's so far beyond local? And they're like, oh, let's send that shit to space. So that's what they did. They sent a whole pizza to space. They got, and actually it was sent through the Russian spaceship. Not the American.
You can't handle damn Russians delivering to space, but got to give them credit. I mean, if they got that shit up there in 30 minutes or less, fuck yeah, shout out to Pizza Hut.
Well, we heard, right? It's like a cab ride.
Well, here's the thing. If it's 30 minutes or less, it's a fucking $1 million. I'm watching the clock, dog. That's all I'm saying.
They're going, yeah, I ain't paying this shit. Sorry.
You motherfuckers is late as hell. Hell nah. You're supposed to be here at 12:30. It's fucking 5.
Yo. If they catch the window, it only takes 12 hours.
It's 6. But actually, no. It's like it's like 90 minutes, wasn't it?
No, you're high.
Oh, here we go again. You got to go back and listen to it. It doesn't take long at all.
No way. 90 minutes, really?
The space station's not that far away.
Bro, that seems crazy.
You're traveling in a fucking rocket ship.
But the space station is further away than California.
Not straight up and down, it's not.
Really?
No. How far do you think it is to space from your ground to space right now?
I thought at least California.
That's just not the answer I thought you would give. Jeffy, what did you learn in food this week?
Yo, I learned some wild shit. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Arms weak, palms sweaty.
No.
All right?
No.
Yeah. Fucking Eminem opened up a store for real called Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit.
Wait, that was real?
I've been obsessed with it all week.
That was real?
It's legit real. It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's real.
It started out as he was, like, during COVID, giving away fucking spaghetti to, like care workers and shit. It's not like it's not like it's, like, gourmet. It's, like, you know, it's Mom's Spaghetti. Mom's Spaghetti with meatballs. A sketty sandwich.
What?
Or a pop or water. Yeah. I don't know what that means either. Dave could probably chime in and tell us what a sketty sandwich is, because I'm sure he ate them.
Damn. Eminem's got a sketty restaurant.
Firing off.
Eminem's got an Olive Garden.
Yo, it's for real. That wasn't my real story. The real story, though, that I learned this week that really freaked me the fuck out is that they can now make milk with no cows, like legit milk, like they figured out this fermentation process.
What?
They're making, like, yeah, there's like this, not like milk. Fake milk that's not milk, but it's like vegan, but it's milk. I don't know, it's crazy. I was like trying to read about it. It's way above my pay grade, which I had not here.
Who in the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Same people who made zombies, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
I'd say the same people that made Impossible Burger.
Dude, milk, eggs, and other animal products can now be brewed in a lab using familiar fermentation processes, requiring regulators to reconsider what truly makes something milk or cheese.
Jesus. This is a little bit nuts. I don't know how I feel about that.
Dude,
what makes the milk?
Well,
it's the proteins. It's like they figured out a way to like engineer and make the proteins.
The enzymes, yeah.
This is what makes food an amazing thing, my friends. This is what makes it an amazing thing. There's always some new shit every week. And here on this program, that's our goal. Each week, we're going to tell you some new shit that we learned in food that maybe you didn't know. And maybe you can take it on to your work and teach other people some new shit. That's the plan. I like this bit. This is a good bit. I'm going to make a sounder for it.
Hell yeah.
Let's do this bit because it's awesome.
It's like awesome. That. I love it. That's good. Big shout out to Chef Noctrin Scott for joining us here on the program. Love that conversation with her. Looking forward to seeing what comes up with Frito-Lay and PepsiCo. It's pretty cool to see how they make their products. Can't wait to see what they come up with next. Big shout out to Chef.
We're going
to
get care packages, and yes, I am going to eat and post and smile. And
I love it. I love it. I got to make sure she has our address. Big shout out to Chef Jeffy, Chef Dan for joining us here on the program. Chef Dave was sleeping, so he didn't join us till later in the program via instant message. But we'll get him back in here next week very, very soon. We love him. Hope he's doing well. Shout out to Chef Knox. Shout out to Frito-Lay. Shout out to you for listening to us. Please rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't done so already. In the meantime and in between time, friends, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you on the Pop One. Peace.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.